Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Anna Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Annabelle Prime. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days. Without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting, we found a new way to close deals in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of those tired old methods we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is John Rich. John is a PR professional with over a decade of marketing, PR, and strategic communications experience. Through a content-driven playbook, he specializes in helping small financial firms and startups drive growth and elevate their brand. So, John, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
Well, Anna, thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to this for a while, so I'm happy it's finally come. To your first question, I think there's a lot of advice that I would love to give, so you're forcing me to choose one, it seems like, which is fine. I would say prepare to fail. I think in the sense of starting, if this were easy and if this made people rich and people got clients right away, and if your everything you did worked really well, I think everyone would do it. And that's not the case. It's difficult, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't try and do it, and that doesn't mean it's not rewarding, and it can't be lucrative or work well for your lifestyle. And so, I would say be prepared to fail, pr prepare to face hardships. And I think facing those hardships and overcoming those hardships actually make you stronger and make you more successful future down the line. So, and I'll give you one example. When we first started, my wife and I, we talked about kind of, we both kind of left our jobs. We have a new child, and so she's taking care of our new baby right now. And so we basically, like any responsible couple, went over our budget, went over our runway, and kind of saw like, hey, this is the time frame that we kind of need to get going, or we need to kind of get on our feet. And so we forecasted for very long, and we were thankfully able to do it, but it got tight. It got tight. And so I think preparing to fail or preparing for worst case and hoping for the best is probably the best piece of advice.
I like that. Also, you're talking about preparing to fail, but I don't know about you, but my opinion on failing is that it's not all, it comes with a learning experience. Every failure comes with something to learn.
Yeah.
So, yes, prepare to fail, but also prepare to grow. Now, you said that you
Yeah.
have a lot of advice. A lot of pieces of advice in you, and I was just for one. What would be your second piece of advice?
Sell. I think obviously my core competency or my core skills or offerings are PR, marketing, brand, content within that lane. And I think when you start your own business, you're constantly having to sell yourself and sell your offerings and what you're doing. And so you could be an incredibly technical person. You could be a gifted videographer, a gifted creative person. But if you're unable to communicate and sell yourself and sell kind of your offerings and why it's important, then it's going to be very difficult. And so what I've also learned now is that it's just constant business development. Just because, I have worked with prospects and leads for over 8 months, trying to warm them, trying to court them, trying to, basically convert them into clients. And it, 1 week you think they're going to sign, then, you get an email saying, hey, let's pause for, or hey, let's chat in 3 months. So if you're not constantly building a pipeline and developing business, it's you will encounter problems.
What would be some tactical advice that you could give the audience for selling themselves?
That's a great question. Truthfully, I think you know, there are certain people that are just natural gifted salespeople, or that communicate well or can speak well, or just can resonate with other people, especially in a more digitally Zoom driven world where we are nowadays. I think connecting with people is so much more important, just simply because we can't perhaps meet them in person. And so I would argue that authenticity is really important. You know, part of the reason why I decided to do my own thing was, you know, I worked at small firms my whole career, and it was always, at times it wasn't difficult, but at times it was difficult speaking on behalf of someone else or speaking on behalf of a company. And, you know, there are times where as a company, you maybe can't share things with clients, or maybe you need to try to frame it a certain way, or perhaps you don't want to tell the truth to a client. And it's not lying, but it's like, hey, let's just try and sugarcoat this a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the famous adage of not giving client bad news. And so I always felt that I like to be truthfully honest. I've told people that, you know, you need someone else, I can't help you. You know, I refer them out to a different person. So I think authenticity and being honest, I think while in the short term may lose you business or lose you leads, I think in the long term will grow your business, and you'll command the respect of people and other people in their network.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that authenticity sells.
Yes, 100%.
And also, I think that when you are true to yourself is when you attract the people that you want to surround yourself with.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's perfect.
Awesome. So, I was going to call you Rich because that's your last name, John.
A lot of my friends call me Rich. So that's all right.
Well, John Rich, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah. So I serve basically a range of firms. I primarily work with financial firms. I also work with other startups and other smaller companies that, you know, are typically in a growth phase where they are growing, and but perhaps they haven't reached the point where they need to hire their first full-time marketing person, or they have a one person doing all the marketing functions and they need to hire a vendor or like a fractional CMO essentially to help kind of with some of these with some of those campaigns or projects, right? So when it comes to press releases and media, comprehensive, you know, product announcements. So if a company is going to announce a funding raise, right? So they just raised their Series A or they just raised their seed stage, you know, you're going to have to send out a press release, do social media, you're going to want to amplify that in the media. And so that's kind of what I focus on, is are doing those things. And then after that is what I call the long tail kind of amplification on podcast, right? Getting in front of the right people, you know, talking, developing some stories. Maybe you're going to another publication to talk about your background and how you founded this company. And so it's basically, you know, using that product announcement or that launch to catapult yourself, and then building that momentum to grow your brand, grow your community online. And then of course, LinkedIn and social media are no longer an option. It's a necessity when you're trying to grow. And so making sure that all of your marketing assets, your branding, your social media copy, you know, clipping some of those podcasts and posting it, you know, consistent posting is also another offer as well. And then thought leadership. You know, again, this is kind of more the content driven. If some firms want to focus on a search engine optimization SEO plan, I can help them with that. Or if it's simply just, we need to get up on LinkedIn, let's post content, let's post some thought leadership and grow our community. You know, that's also a huge part of what PR marketing is today as well.
Great. Where can they find you?
So they can find me at arichopinion.com. I'm on LinkedIn. My name is John Rich. You know, search for me. I also have a LinkedIn, Twitter, or X profile, as well as an Instagram profile, but primarily I work out of my LinkedIn. I think, I'm a huge believer in LinkedIn. I think it's a huge tool for B2B small businesses, startups, and kind of financial firms to grow their brand and reach new people. So I'm very active on LinkedIn, and I have a blog on my website, arichopinion.com.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. Thank you so much to our guest, John Rich, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about thriving in a competitive industry. You can learn more about what he does by visiting him on LinkedIn or going to his website, arichopinion.com. Did I get it right?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Awesome. Yay. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you in a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. See you later.